Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, so I've been asking you to try and identify this sound. Let's see what the studio says first, Dermot.
Well, I thought it was some kind of space, like a re-entry burn. It sounds like a rocket coming back into Earth's atmosphere or something like that.
Okay, Maria?
I'm going to go with nature. Maybe that's ants communicating with each other at some kind of a higher frequency or something.
Okay. Jay says, sounds exactly like when I do a barbecue. Everything's burned to a crisp. A hot air balloon taking off, says Paula. The wife snoring, says Jim in Waterford. Wind while you're on your phone, says Alma in Tipperary. And a lot of people, Dermot, are suggesting it's a vinyl record.
Mm.
So that, somebody says it might be when you get to the end of the record and it's still going like this. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll play a little bit more of the same sound. This is a bit more intense. If somebody had guessed this, I would be extremely both impressed and terrified that they knew this. That is the sound of the Cassini space probe. So Dermot wasn't right, a million miles away.
Okay.
But flying through the rings of Saturn.
Because it's all gravity.
It's all gravity. It's all like dust and space dust and gas and whatever. And as it flies through, this is the kind of most intense bit.
It does sound like standing underneath a golf umbrella when you're waiting for it to stop.
It does.
Very much so.
But bucketing down.
The reason I actually decided to play that sound was because I've been sitting on that for a while, waiting for something else to come along to kind of I'll add that to the thing. The thing came out the other day. NASA have released the sound of a black hole, okay? So what they did was they... let me get the name of the thing right because I do have it written down here in front of me. Hang on. No, I didn't write it down. Okay, so they have some kind of space telescope thingamajig that looked into the pressure waves caused by the black hole, and then they have taken, because sound is waves, they've transformed those waves using the actual waveforms and pitched them 58 octaves up, and this is what we get when the sound of a black hole.
It's kind of creepy, isn't it?
Doesn't it sound a bit like a Hans Zimmer movie score for some creepy bit in a movie, like
War of the Worlds or something.
Interstellar.
Yes, Interstellar, yeah.
That's so weird.
That's what an actual black hole sounds like.
So is it not, like if you're there, if they didn't pitch it up, does it just sound like nothing? Just
well, it's sound like 58 octaves down, so your human ears wouldn't be able to hear it, is the first thing.
So it's
second
just quiet
of all,
in space. There's no sound of anything.
No, this is actually... everyone has this belief that you can't... sound can't travel in space because space is a vacuum. This is accurate. Sound waves need things to go through to amplify the sound, but there is so much gas and space dust and material in space that sound can absolutely travel. Maybe not in the way we experience it here right now on Earth, but it's not a silent vacuum that there is this kind of this belief out there that it absolutely just never makes any sound. It's not like that. It depends where you are. If you were in an absolutely clear bit of space where there was nothing, genuinely no gas and no dust and no material, yes, it would be silent. Because
it must be bliss.
But if you're beside each other on a spacewalk, can you go, hey?
Well, that's a good question.
Nothing will be heard.
Well, I suppose because you're on a spacewalk, you would be near material. You'd be near the space station, and there would be reverberations and things off that. So, yeah, you probably could, and you're inside your helmet.
But the minute you open the helmet to shout, your face would freeze, and your eyes would pop out of your skull.
All of those sort of things would happen. I will very quickly play you something I've played you before on Weird and Weird
and
Information.
And then he died.
Just to see on Weird Information Day, I did play this before. This is the sound of Mars. So when they put the Perseverance rover up there, they put a microphone on it and said, okay, first thing we do is listen to Mars. This is what it sounds like.
Well, it's just the wind though. But that is the machine.
No.
What?
It is. That's the sound of the rover.
That are the Martian aliens. That's their radio show in the morning. That's Dermot and Dave on Mars. Yeah, it's just basically windy.
That's pretty cool, though.
It is cool. You're listening to Mars.
Isn't it windy because the aliens are hiding?
Why, if they come out, the wind stops?
No, like, you're not hearing anything else because the aliens are not making any noise. They're like, we don't know what this thing is, so let's just all stay quiet till it goes away.
Perseverance has gone away. It's still wandering around up there on its own.
You having a hot chocolate, Maz?
Yeah.
That looks good.
You're not getting it.
It smells good. Do you not find, though, it's only the first, like, three sips of a hot chocolate are really nice, and then the rest of it is bleh?
No, I find the opposite. The first sip, you're like, meh. It's just like hot milk. And then you get to the end, you're like, oh, yeah. This is
super
where it's
chocolatey,
at.
Yeah.
This is what I wanted.
It condenses into a black hole of chocolate at the bottom.
Is anyone else like me, I wonder? I don't mean to hijack Dave's World.
It's not called Dave's World anymore.
Yeah. Sorry, Weird Information Day. Do you only enjoy the first, like, fifth of a cup of coffee, and then, like, I never finish it? It's the first few sips, I want the coffee, and then I can't finish it. I can't even drink half of it.
I don't do coffee, but with tea, it has to stay the same temperature the whole way down the cup.
Oh my God, no.
For me to enjoy it the same amount.
Because
if it starts to get cold, you're like, oh, now I can kind of taste the milk a little bit.
I, the other day, made a cup of tea, had two sips, then went out for 15 minutes because I had to do some stuff. Came back and went, oh, my tea. And went, oh, it's perfect. Yeah, great.
Oh, gross.
And it's in a Sports Direct mug, so it's like absolutely gallons
of it. Oh, gross.
It's
cold. Freezing.
No, it wasn't cold. Wasn't cold. Well, it was still warm, like. But I'll even drink it cold. I don't care.
Anyway, I don't know if that's... Because sometimes you hear, oh my God, I do that too. Or, oh my God, my husband does that, really annoys me. I make him a cup of coffee, he never drinks it.
But maybe he just doesn't enjoy it past the fifth sip. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else like me?
I thought Dave's World About Space was a bit more interesting than this, but hey, who am I to judge?
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.